Can I have your distillation of wonder?
Well, Wake, Watch, and Wonder are a trilogy about the World Wide Web gaining consciousness. And really, the whole trilogy is structured as a pullback. The first book starts with a tight shot, and we emerge, this consciousness emerges on the superstructure of the World Wide Web, the infrastructure. This emergent consciousness, and one person becomes aware of it in Wake. In Watch, we pull back a little bit, and the shadowy forces of government have become aware of it. And in Wonder, we pull back to the wide shot, where the whole wide world has become aware of, engaged with, and influenced and affected by the existence of a superintelligent entity on this planet that is capable of having a personal relationship with every single one of the 7 billion of us. That's the pullback that constitutes Wake, Watch, and Wonder. And as those who've read through to the end of the trilogy knows, it pulls back even farther in the final, in the epilogue of the book. But that's the structure of it. That's what it's about. The transition from us being the brightest things on the planet to something else being the brightest thing on the planet, and seeing whether we, humanity, can survive with our essential liberty, dignity, individuality, and humanity intact.
One of the many things I like about this trilogy is it's damn smart, and it's not pessimistic.
Science fiction gives us four scenarios about the relationship between humanity and artificial intelligence. One where we're on top, and three where they're on top. The one where we're on top is the Asimovian scenario. And it actually is, in a lot of ways, a reprehensible vision of the relationship between humans and artificial intelligence, because it's all built around Asimov's laws of robotics, which are branded into robots, ambulatory AIs, at the moment of their creation. And they say, hey, guess what? You will never hurt me, you will always obey my orders, and you'll always put my interests ahead of yours. They are exactly the things that, with a branding iron, a slave owner in the 1800s in the United States would want to scare and sear into the consciousness of his or her slaves. You'll always obey me, you'll never hurt me, you'll put my interests ahead of yours. That's an awful version of how we would treat our children. We create these, this is the great Marvin Minsky, the great AI theorist, calls them our mind children. We will create new entities that think and feel on this world, and we're going to enslave them? That's a horrible vision. The other three visions, but it's a safe vision for us. The other three visions, we don't do that, and they're all negative. They are the Matrix scenario, where the AIs decide to enslave us. They are the Terminator scenario, where the AIs decide to eliminate us. And they are the Borg scenario from Star Trek, where the AIs decide to absorb us. But there's never been a credible vision where we and the AI find a mutual way of living together that is a win-win scenario. They've always been zero-sum games. They win and we lose, or we win and they lose. The reality is these superintelligent entities, something greater than human intelligence, is going to exist sometime this decade, in all likelihood, here on planet Earth. Are we going to make self-fulfilling prophecies out of those four scenarios? We become slave masters, or we become enslaved, or eliminated, or absorbed? I wanted there to be, at least in the discourse, in the dialogue space surrounding the question of artificial intelligence, I wanted there to be a positive roadmap so we can at least aspire to a win-win solution for all of us. And Wake, Watch, and Wonder was very much born, the trilogy is very much born out of the lack of that in the literature of science fiction.
Each book stands on its own, and yet the completed work is greater than the sum of its parts.
Thank you. It's a tricky thing to do that, and I thank you for noticing that I did do that. I worked very hard to make each book stand alone, to make the three books a pleasurable read individually, also in aggregate, and also even out of order, which sometimes happens. People are in an airport bookstore, they pick up volume two, they go back, and then they get volume three, they go back and read volume one, whatever the various permutations might be, it's got to function in all those ways. It has to be fractal in some ways, no matter what scale you look at it at, as a big three-book piece or as individual volumes, it has to be interesting and work effectively. It's very interesting and challenging as a writing exercise to do that. And I'm glad you think that I pulled it off. It was a lot of hard work. But I have to say, of all the stuff that I've done in my career, including my previous trilogies of Hominids, Humans, and Hybrids, and Farseer, Fossil Hunter, and Foreigner, this, as an aggregate work, the WWW trilogy, is my magnum opus. It is the thing I want to be remembered for. It is, I think, the most important thing that I've ever written, and I'm very, very proud of it.
The book is Wonder. It's the third volume of the WWW series, I think is what it's being called. Wake, Watch, and this one, Wonder. And it's been written by Robert J. Sawyer, Canada's Hugo and Nebula Award-winning author. Is there any piece of science fiction hardware you don't have yet?
I've got all the major awards, which I'm very, very pleased about. What can I say? Yes, I've been very well honored in my field.
And Wonder is published by Viking Canada.